We all remember that good teacher, that influential teacher who made a difference in our lives. But it could also be a teacher you hated most who ends up changing your life. Radioactive's Fevin McConan has more.
Drago Little is a Seattle teacher who has taught at Rainier Scholars for over a decade. But he got here in part because of that kind of teacher, someone he didn't like at all. Mr. Little grew up black and in poverty on Capitol Hill. In the 80s, Mr. Little went to both Garfield and Roosevelt High School. He said back then, teachers didn't give attention and care to black youth. Teachers didn't expect for black kids to get their homework done. School became less and less valuable to Mr. Little. And one day, he realized he would always be an outsider. Mr. Little was a sophomore in his high school history class. It was Black History Month. His white teacher wanted the class to watch the slave series, Roots. Well, in the series, a slave named Kunta Kente gets his foot chopped off as punishment for trying to escape his plantation. Mr. Little heard about this scene and opted out of watching it. Instead, he offered to read the narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass. Douglass was a former slave who became a free man.
And so I asked him, could I do either an extra credit or an alternative assignment? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I says, well, and I held up to Frederick Douglass and I says, well, could I just maybe write a paper about this or talk to you about it or do a project about it or something like that? Because I'm not comfortable watching this movie. And he's like, no, this is my class. You'll do what I tell you.
Mr. Little was repulsed that his teacher wanted him to watch a movie where a slave suffered instead of reading a book about a man who came into freedom.
And then here's where it went south. I said, what kind of teacher are you? And he got offensive and he turned red in the face and he's like, get out, get the hell out of my class. And I left that class and left school.
He may have stopped attending school, but he didn't stop reading books. He went to a coffee shop near the University District where he read some of his favorite authors. He read Steinbeck, Dickens, and Richard Wright, among others.
And so I would catch the bus out to the Ave. And the thing I liked about the Ave is the Ave was back then when it was kind of beautiful and grubby and weird. And so no one is paying attention to the black guy when there's a group of homeless kids doing drugs, you know, in a doorway.
His family was worried, though. Does he not actually care about his education? One of the few black men that Mr. Little actually looked up to was his uncle. He encouraged Mr. Little and pushed him to go back to school. But this time, he was going to college. He graduated from the University of Washington with a degree in law, societies, and justice. Along the way, he worked a couple of jobs as a tutor in a literacy center and a busboy in a restaurant. But he didn't believe that his journey with education stopped there. He was raised in a home where social service and advocacy were considered important. Ever since he was a young boy, he had contributed to his community. So, giving back meant more now than ever. He decided to go for graduate school with the goal of becoming a teacher in literacy.
And so that's what became my focus, because it seemed like, at least for the populations I was working with, kids who are referred to as at risk, education is probably even still one of the drivers of opportunity of any kind. It doesn't mean everybody's going to get a Mercedes. What it gives you is access to power. And that's why literacy is important.
But something was a little different this time. This time, Mr. Little was raising a child by himself. He was feeding two mouths now. So, Mr. Little needed a little bit more help. It's difficult getting out of poverty when you've been in it your whole life. So he used food stamps and became a welfare dad while working a part-time job. And he found he still felt like an outsider in grad school. But this time, he didn't leave.
So I'm in class just with all these privileged white kids who are mouthing off about welfare, and they've never known anyone on welfare. They didn't know what a food stamp looked like. And so I would try and talk about, well, no, there are people on welfare who are raising children. That's kind of hard work. It's work that needs to be done well, and it's very hard to do that well when you're stuck in survival mode, so people need some type of support. And then I would tell them, you know, that I was on welfare, and then their response to me was always that, well, yeah, but you're doing something with it. You know, you're in school.
Something Mr. Little always did go back to, besides his education, were his kids. And I don't mean the kids that he conceived, but the kids he tutored, the kids he volunteered for, and the kids he advocated for.
You know, I get to work with awesome, hardworking kids who take themselves and the work they do seriously.
I was one of those kids. I've known Mr. Little for over 7 years, and he's been my teacher for over 4 of those.
We're going to look at your claims today in class, make sure they work. Claim, evidence, commentary, loose leaf, double space. Write that down if you don't think you're going to remember it.
The reading seminars I've been involved in, the free events at Town Hall, the free books, the cooking classes, all of these activities I've been involved in were because of him. Because he believed my education was important. He thought I was vast with knowledge and pushed. Pushed me into something that could withstand so much more than I thought I was capable of. From Radioactive, this is Fevin McConan.